You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, this week marks a very exciting celebration. Talk and Support, RNIB's befriending service, is celebrating a whopping 20 years of helping bring adults with sight loss together. And the service is all about combating loneliness, building friendships, and getting peer support from other people in a similar situation. So to tell us a little bit more about Talk and Support and the positive impact it can really bring to our lives, I'm joined now by Suzanne Clark, who is one of the visually impaired coordinators, and by Jill Southgate, who has used the service throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. It is so nice to have you both here with me today.
Hello, Paulina. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
So let's start with Suzanne. Let's start with maybe just really briefly. Could you explain what is Talk and Support, and how exactly would a group like that work? What do these conversations and meetings look like?
Okay, so Talk and Support, they're telephone social groups, like you would meet friends perhaps for a cup of tea or coffee. This is all done in the comfort of your own home, with around six other blind or partially sighted people on the call at the same time, from all over the UK. So it's a national group rather than a local group to your area. Conversations wise, I think people sort of talk about anything and everything, really. The length of the call is just under an hour. So it's around 55 minutes on the same day, same time each week. It's a free service to everybody. All the calls have either a member of staff or a trained volunteer on the call at the same time, just to make sure that all the calls go smoothly. We run groups Monday to Friday, mixed age ranges. Some are all female, some are all male, and some are mixed groups. People, you know, they really look forward to it each week. It's, you know, it's the highlight of their week. We hear, you know, lots of lovely stories from people that take part each week. They really, really look forward to the call.
Yeah, because the groups have gotten really popular, especially throughout the pandemic, because I think everyone's been feeling quite lonely. And Jill, you're actually one of the people that have started using the service fairly recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I started after lockdown last year. I'd never really felt that I needed a telephone sort of chat with other people. I was always really busy. I go to work, you know, I do lots of things. I'm a guide dog owner and I do lots of volunteer work with guide dogs. And then when the pandemic struck last year, everything seemed to be going mad on Messenger and social media, which is not really something I really use. So it was actually somebody from Guide Dogs who said to me, well, why don't you try the Talk and Support? You can do that on the telephone. And, you know, you're hooked up with people, different people throughout the country. So it's new people to you. So it's not your same friends that you would normally go and meet, like Suzanne said, for coffee. You just chat to them on the phone, and it was really good, actually, and it helped a lot when I felt everybody else was on social media and I felt a little bit cut off, although I've got a family that I live with, but you can still feel a little bit cut off and a bit sort of isolated at the same time, even though you live with other people. So started to use it, really.
Yeah, and the good thing about the groups is they're pretty much available for anyone. It doesn't matter how technologically advanced you are, or maybe whether you just don't touch technology at all because it's not something you're good at.
Yeah, I do use technology. I'm a medical secretary assistant at work, so I use a computer all day. But although I use a computer, I don't particularly use social media. So I prefer, if I'm just chatting to somebody, to use the phone, really. So for me, it was ideal.
And have you made some really good friends through the group?
Yeah, I think there are four of us who are still the same people that I started with in, I think it's probably April or May. So yeah, you get to know what they're doing, and it's not just about visual impairment. So we do chat about some things, and you get some good tips from people. You know, you've found something hard to do, and somebody else will say, oh, I do it this way. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. So it can help in that way. But also you get to know about their families and their personal lives. So it's nice to know what's going on with them personally, really. So
just making that really nice connection when you perhaps felt a bit cut off from others.
That's right, yeah. And I think because a lot of people were feeling like that as well, I think especially somebody with a visual impairment, it could be quite isolating, I think, during the pandemic. I think most people who were new to those calls, I think that's probably why they joined, and that's how they felt.
So, Suzanne, if someone like Jill was wanting to join a talk and support group, how would they go about it?
They could ring the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or on the website, which is www.rnib.org.uk. And just to give you some idea of the popularity, we currently connect over 900 people in 130 groups each week, and we currently have plans to create more groups. So
that is fantastic. That's amazing. So I actually have a question to both of you, because I know there's so many different topics, and you also had some special, I guess, groups, almost like quiz or special themed ones. What would you say would be the most interesting ones that have happened recently that you just thought, this is amazing, I can't believe this just happened?
Well, I've only joined just the, you know, the one group in the during the week. I haven't joined any of the others, so, but probably Suzanne's can tell you about those more than me.
Yeah, we talk and support run just sort of specialist groups over sort of the Easter period and Christmas. So we're currently planning our Christmas groups, but sort of mainly sort of quizzes, Christmas cracker jokes, funny and some maybe a bit corny, you know, that sort of thing really, and sort of general talk and support groups that we would run sort of through the week. But some are sort of, you know, with a Christmas theme. Perhaps some people who, you know, perhaps don't celebrate Christmas or really aren't really into Christmas, so we just have sort of just general groups about something other than Christmas. So yeah, we tend to do those on those sort of times of the year really. But yes, the quizzes are always very popular, music quizzes in particular. Yeah, definitely people love those. And storytelling, that type of thing. Yeah, and, you know, sort of reading books, that sort of thing. Yeah, really popular.
Well, fantastic. Jill, what would you say to anyone who is maybe a bit hesitant about trying out the group because they're not sure what to expect?
I'd say just try it, you know, take the bull by the horns, phone the RNIB and, you know, get on the wait. I don't know if there's a waiting list. If so, I think there might be a short one. Just get on the waiting list and join, you know, and if you don't like it, you don't have to carry on doing it, do you? So, but I'm sure, you know, the majority of people would actually.
Yes, I echo that.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much to you both. It's been so nice chatting. And of course, we're wishing another 20 years to the Talk and Support Service. But in the meantime, I will let you go and enjoy your days.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.
Of course, if you want to find out more information, you can also go to the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And a big thank you to the players of the People's Postcode Lottery for their support of this work. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.